Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
New research is shedding light on how we really feel about artificial intelligence, or AI. According to a recent survey conducted by researchers from Stony Brook University, there's been a noticeable shift in attitudes among American adults towards artificial intelligence. So for more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Stephen Skeena, Distinguished Professor of Computer Science at Stony Brook University. Professor, let's start with, let me ask you, AI can get obviously hyped up quite a bit, and it has been in the media. And of course, the concern is it's going to take over our day-to-day job. But how concerned do you think the average person is when it comes to this technology?
Well, that was one of the purposes of our polls, is we conducted a study about public attitudes towards AI and several dimensions of it. The paper we just published was about attitudes towards general artificial intelligence, the idea of systems that seemingly you could talk to and interact with like a real person. More things, you know, the definition of artificial general intelligence would be a computer system that could learn to complete any intellectual task the way a human could. And we conducted surveys, you know, in 2021 and 2023, and we saw that there was increased public awareness of AI. But when you ask the kind of the limiting question of should these intelligent systems get kind of rights like people, there was a sharp decrease come to the last poll in 2023. Basically, people now kind of disagree that general AI systems should get some level of rights and protections as people.
Why would they in the first place, since this is a thing, hence the word artificial, why would we think they should be afforded the same rights as a human being? Why are we having this discussion?
This is certainly an extreme of opinion. It's not an opinion I share. But if you're trying to understand the extremes of what people think about AI, people think about machines that they will talk to and robots and things like this, and there has certainly been debate over the years about what kind of rights should sentient systems get if they were in fact sentient systems. And that's kind of the polling that we were kind of curious about. And the public disagrees. I personally think the public's right to disagree. But what was most interesting was that the disagreement increased more recently as, I guess, these systems have started to seem more real to the public, as they've started to get more experience with systems that start to look like AGI, like general artificial intelligence, as opposed to things like computer chess systems and things like that that were for specific kind of applications.
So do you think this indicates a lack of trust and an increased fear around AI in general, now that we're getting to know it a little bit better?
I would say there's probably some increased level of distrust about these systems. They're things that you start viewing as hypotheticals. And as you get more and more experience with these things, suddenly these systems become more real and you can start to think about them in a, you know, in a more grounded way. And I think that the survey results kind of show that these questions have kind of changed from things that you thought about systems that, you know, were fantasy type things or science fiction to things that might actually come into their life someday.
And that's a good point, and I wanted to ask you, and I'm not sure if this was part of your study or not, but if we're so concerned about this technology, and it'll one day be able to perform any intellectual task that we can, or most, we continue to build it, why poke the lion to move forward with something like this, do you think?
First, it's not clear that these systems will ever have the ability to do any intellectual task that people can. You know, I guess the purpose of a survey like this is to gauge the public attitudes and to try to get an idea of what is kind of the right balance between technological advances, which are important and contribute to making life better, and societal comfort with new technologies. And that's kind of the issue we're trying to understand. Basically, understand how the public is feeling, why it's feeling this way, and what is the best way to react to these.
All right, Professor, appreciate you coming on and explaining this latest study to us. That is Stephen Skeena, Distinguished Professor of Computer Science at Stony Brook University.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.